From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Canada welcomes its first Syrian refugees. Canada has welcomed its first plane load of Syrian refugees. The Canadian military plane carrying 163 Syrians arrived late Thursday in Toronto. The refugees were greeted upon their arrival by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Tonight they step off the plane as refugees, but they walk out of this terminal as permanent residents of Canada with social insurance numbers, with health cards, and with an opportunity to become full Canadians. Now, this is something that we are able to do in this country because we define a Canadian not by a skin color or a language or a religion or a background, but by a shared set of values, aspirations, hopes, and dreams that not just Canadians, but people around the world share.
Canada is set to welcome 25,000 refugees by the end of February. More than 100 representatives wrapped up a meeting in Riyadh Thursday with a plan for holding talks with the government of President Bashar al-Assad. Group still needs to pick its representatives for a negotiating team. In related news, diplomats from the U.S., Russia, and the U.N. plan to meet Friday in Geneva to discuss ways to advance the peace process in Syria. The Pentagon says recent U.S.-led coalition airstrikes in Syria and Iraq have killed three senior Islamic State leaders, including the extremist group's financial chief. Coalition spokesman Steve Warren said Thursday Abu Salah was responsible for coordinating the group's extortion activities. Colonel Warren called Salah one of the Islamic State's most experienced leaders. This is VOA News. One of the top fugitive suspects in the 1994 Rwandan genocide has been arrested in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The United Nations says that Ladislas Ntaganzwa, a former mayor accused of orchestrating the deaths of some 20,000 ethnic Tutsis, was arrested in Congo on Wednesday. The UN-backed tribunal for Rwanda has charged Ntaganzwa with two counts of genocide and three counts of crimes against humanity. Divers are exploring a lake in San Bernardino, California, where the husband and wife who killed 14 people last week were reported to have been seen on the day of the shootings. Assistant FBI Chief for Los Angeles David Bowditch would not discuss what specific evidence the divers may be looking for, but one media report says that there may be a computer hard drive in the lake. New polls suggest Donald Trump remains the top pick of Republican voters less than 8 weeks before the first votes are cast in Iowa. Mr. Trump set off a political firestorm earlier in the week when he proposed temporarily banning Muslims from coming to the U.S. Yet by Thursday, public opinion polls, both nationally and in key early voting states, showed Mr. Trump's popularity continuing to surge. Two top Turkish officials traveled to Baghdad Thursday in a bid to defuse a diplomatic standoff with the Iraqi government over the deployment of Turkish troops in northern Iraq. Ankara has called for dialogue with Baghdad, but insists on the need for military deployment. The Iraqi government is demanding the immediate withdrawal of Turkish forces deployed last week. Hussein Bakci is a professor and department chair of international relations at Middle East Technical University in Turkey.
Iraq is getting more and more unfriendly. You call it hostile, but it is definitely more anti-Turkish bloc is emerging. Iran, Iraq, Syria, with the support of Russian Federation.
Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu reaffirmed on Thursday that there will be no withdrawal, saying the troops are needed to protect Turkish soldiers training Iraqis to fight the Islamic State. With less than 48 hours to go before a Friday deadline, delegates from 196 countries meeting near Paris are in a race to reach a wide-ranging climate agreement. A 29-page draft of the agreement released on Wednesday shows differences remain substantial, but environmental activist Nathaniel Keohane is optimistic.
I think we're in a good place. We have not seen the kind of trouble we've seen in the past. We haven't seen the kind of collapse, near collapse, that we often see, or even the drama that we've seen in COPs in the past. And I think that's a good sign.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.